Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, Julian Bream, the best of the Brits, some Elgar, Delibes, and of course, some oboe music. Let's begin with a little music by Rossini from The Barber of Seville. Here's the Largo al Factotum.
Sono il factotum della città, sono il factotum della città, della città, della città, della città.
Well, if that didn't get you up, I'm not sure what will. That was a brilliant performance. That was the Largo al Factotum from The Barber of Seville with Leonucci with the Orchestra of La Scala Milan and Riccardo Cagli conducting. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Canada. And we're going to go on to the music of Julian Bream, an English classical guitarist and lutenist. Now, he was one of the most distinguished classical guitarists of the 20th century. He was also instrumental in the resurrection of the lute. And a very interesting story. Years ago, he was walking with his retriever, Diango, in the fields around his Dorset home, when a neighbor's dog knocked him to the ground, breaking both hips and injuring his left hand. For several years, he could not perform through the pain of arthritis, but these new injuries compelled him to renounce making music seriously. He retired back in 2002 after performing professionally for a large 55 years. When asked, "How much are you playing these days?" the response was, "Not at all. There's nothing sad about not playing anymore." But in the next breath, he did add, "The thing I feel a little annoyed about is that I know I'm a better musician now than I was back at 70, but I just can't prove it." Go, go. He did die peacefully at home at the age of 87, a master. We're going to hear the opening for the Sonata for Guitar by Leo Brouwer. This is Julian Bream. Thank you. Julian Bream and excerpts from his sonata, Leo Brouwer's Sonata for Guitar. Now, the sea has many faces and has always had a fascination for many a composer. Some English composers have been drawn to the sea are the likes of Elgar, Stanford, and Bach. Elgar was one such composer who was drawn to the mighty oceans of the planet and recorded his impressions in music, the Sea Slumber Song, the first of Elgar's sea picture cycle. He says the sea is a lulling, comforting presence. Well, let's take a listen to some excerpts. Here is the Orchestra of Wales. the Orchestra of Wales, with opening excerpts from Elgar's Sea Pictures. Now, a lot of movies have used music, and apparently it was the inspiration, forget this, E.L. James, for the notorious novel 50 Shades of Grey. Take it as you wish. The movie is floating in and mixed reviews and in cyberspace, but you know, whether you like the movie or the book or not, the classical album actually has some incredible music on it. Of the selections she said that inspire her to write, she said, the 15 pieces of music from past to present day trace the winding paths of love and pleasure and take the listener on a journey into the depths of desire. Okay, well, this is one of her selections. It is a classic. It is the Flower Duet from Delibes' Lakmé. Now, this was first performed in Paris back in 1883. The duet takes place in Act One of the three-act opera between the characters Lakmé, the daughter of a Brahmin priest, and her servant Malika, as they go to gather the blue lotus flowers by the river. It has since been used in numerous films and popular music since the mid-1980s. This is the classic of it. Mehdi Mesbleh and Daniel Millet. Enjoy. Mary Mesplay and Danielle Millet. That was, of course, the very famous flower duet from Delibes' Lakme. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And it is that time. I'm talking about oboe music time. Today, music by Bach. His writings for the oboe capture the oboe tone beautifully in a lot of his overtures and work for voice. And although he did not write specifically a concerto for the oboe, but he did write a concerto in A for the oboe d'amore. And that is a larger, more mellow instrument in the oboe family. It has also been transcribed for harpsichord. Today we're going to hear the first movement, Allegro. This is Douglas Boyd.
Thank you.
the incredible Douglas Boyd, joined by the members of the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, and that was Bach's Concerto in A for Oboe d'Amore. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. It is my great pleasure now to introduce to you a Vancouver Mexican-Canadian composer, Alfredo Santo Anna. I had a great conversation with him, and hopefully we can play it in future programs. Now, he had studied at UBC and has composed for the best, working with Grammy winners, Pulitzer Prize winners, and closer to home, Vida Hilly. He has recently released his latest offering entitled Sounds of Time and Distance. It is a hybrid album, a great musical exploration of musical genres and technologies. It features some great guitar playing and composition, as well as that for flute and techno. So let's have a listen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music by Canadian and Vancouver composer Alfredo Santa Anna. And that's come from his latest offering, Sounds of Time and Distance. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. All his life, Tchaikovsky was fascinated by the opera and did, in the course of his career, write over 10 operas, not a mean feat. Of those, one of those was Eugene Onegin, a lyric opera whose story concerns a selfish hero who lives to regret his blasé rejection of a young woman's love and his careless incitement of a fatal duel with his best friend. Oh, a daily life. This morning we're going to hear some dance selections. This is Sir Colin Davis, joined by the members of the Boston Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
the Boston Symphony Orchestra with Sir Colin Davis. Just Wants to Make You Dance. That was Tchaikovsky's Eugen Onegin. And I do believe we have time for just a little Beethoven before we close the program. This is the opening movement of the violin sonata, the Spring Sonata. Here is the Allegro with Maxim Vengerov. Maxim Vengerov, and the opening Allegro from Beethoven's Violin Spring Sonata. Thanks for joining me. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I hope you enjoyed it. Till next time. And I'm going to leave you now with a taste